lẹ́ẹ̀kan sí ẹjá bẹ̀rẹ̀ láti àkọ́kọ́ kí ni àwọn ọ̀rọ̀ àsopọ̀ yìí bí àpẹẹrẹ àti tàbí ṣùgbọ́n nítorí pé nígbàtí bí lẹ́yìn náà again and or but because when if and then are conjunctions. Èyí ni àpẹẹrẹ àwọn ẹ̀ka ọ̀rọ̀ tí a fi gbé yẹ̀wò lórí abínibí lónìí tó bá di ọ̀sẹ̀ tó ń bọ̀ ní agbára ọlọ́run a máa tún wo àwọn ẹ̀ka ọ̀rọ̀ tó tún tẹ̀síwájú tí ó kù ní ẹ̀yìn méjì kò jẹ́ bó ṣe jẹ́ lẹ́yìn èyí abala tá ò fi máa dágbére fúnra wa lórí ètò abínibí òun ni a máa wọ̀ à ń bọ̀ ẹjá dókè lọ́hùn-ún. Káàbọ̀ padà abala tí a wà báyìí òun ni abala tí a ó tún máa ṣe ìdágbére lórí ètò abínibí fún ọ̀sẹ̀ yìí. A dúpẹ́ lọ́wọ́ olúkúlùkù tí ó darapọ̀ mọ́ wa ní orí ètò abínibí lónìí a sì dúpẹ́ lọ́wọ́ Ọlọ́run Elédùmarè tó jẹ́ òṣeéṣe fún ìmẹ̀ àti ẹ má ṣe jẹ́ kí a gbàgbé kí ni ohun tí a kọ́ lónìí akọ nípa àwọn ẹ̀ka ọ̀rọ̀ a sì sọ lórí ọ̀rọ̀ àsopọ̀ àti ọ̀rọ̀ ipò conjunction and preposition àwọn ni a sọ ní òní gẹ́gẹ́ bí ọ̀rọ̀ àsopọ̀ a sọ pé bí àpẹẹrẹ àti tàbí ṣùgbọ́n nítorí pé nígbàtí lẹ́yìn náà àti bẹ́ẹ̀ bẹ́ẹ̀ lọ ọ̀rọ̀ tí ọ̀rọ̀ ipò òun ni nínú lórí lábẹ́ lẹ́yìn níwájú lẹ́gbẹ̀ẹ́ láàrin pẹ̀lú àti bẹ́ẹ̀ bẹ́ẹ̀ lọ ẹ má ṣe jẹ́ kí a gbàgbé ètò yìí ó wáyé lọ́lọ́kanjọ̀kan ní ọjọ́ Friday ní iléeṣẹ́ 101.5 UMFM tí a bá rí ẹni tó fẹ́ fi àtẹ̀jíṣẹ́ ránṣẹ́ sí olóòtú ẹ lè pè wá sórí ẹ̀rọ wa 431-588-5650 lórí Instagram lórí TikTok àti lórí Facebook a wà ní Abinibi Official One. Ẹ lè tẹ àtẹ̀jíṣẹ́ sí wa ní ọ̀rọ̀ àwọn wọ̀nyí. Kò jẹ́ bó ṣe jẹ́, òun ni ká jẹran pẹ́ lẹ́nu ṣùgbọ́n òǹfà fún òun ni kò jẹ́. Òòrùn rí obi àtiwọ̀, ọjọ́ ń rí bí àná. Orúkọ mi ò yípadà, èmi ni Olúṣọ̀gá, ọmọ Ògún Fowókẹ́, màmá wípé èmi lọmọdé Yorùbá. Ọmọ ìwọ hó àlejò ń yọ̀ ṣẹ̀ṣẹ̀, ọmọ anáwó sílẹ̀ kóyìnbó tó dé. Òyìnbó dé tán owó sílẹ̀ ń pọ̀ sí ọmọ ìmẹ́wòrò ògbépo àwọ̀ burúkú kò gbóṣù ọmọ aṣàlè gẹ̀gẹ̀ bẹ́ni tí ò róbìnrin rí ìpàdé odi ọ̀sẹ̀ tó ń bọ̀ abínibí ni èdè Yorùbá abínibí ni ire o.
Hello, this is Gavin from The Wooden Sky, and you're listening to CJUM 101.5 UMFM at the University of Manitoba.
Well, I dreamt last night you were making love to a bird you swore you'd given up. Oh, I woke up shaking.
Happy Friday, everyone. This is Digital Planets on UMFM 101.5. My name is Reem, and I will be your host for the next hour. Oh my god, my mouth feels super dry. Anyways, today is August 14th, 2026, and it is 2:09. Today's episode is going to be about my favorite band of all time. Well, honestly, I don't think that's a crazy thing to say, my favorite band of all time, because honestly, okay, what substitutes, like, can it be your favorite band of all time if you don't like their recent album, though? Like, you only like their old stuff and not their new stuff? Like, does that count? Because then I would feel like very, very in touch with that sentence. But I don't know. No shade, though. I really do like, but I love Bartalia, and their new album's not that bad. It's just like, compared to their old stuff, I love so much. And I really wanted something similar to that. And they kind of just took a different direction, which is not, there's nothing wrong with that. But personally, I really like their old stuff. But anyways, Bartalia, if you didn't know, since this is all about Bartalia, they are a British indie rock band, and they formed in London in 2019, I believe, and the band members are Nina Cristante, Sam Fenton, and Jesmi. Shout out Jesmi. I think he's like Persian, actually. Shout out to that. But anyways, yeah, and their name, Bartalia, comes from the Soho Cafe, Bartalia. We also have a Bartalia. People call it Bar I. It's in Cordon. Shout out to that. So honestly, shit, it could be a couple different things. But yeah, I love Bartalia. I honestly wish I remembered how I discovered them, but I really don't. Like, low-key, I just came across, I think it was the Twits first, and the Twits, I think, is definitely an album that is, like, I don't know how to explain it. I think it's, like, an acquired taste, because at first, I actually didn't like the Twits. I didn't even like this one song that I'm gonna play, but now I do, and it's weird. It's, like, Frontal Lobe Development, and I'm like, wait, this actually is a banger. Like, I really like this song. But when I discovered it at first, I wasn't. But, like, I feel like I just didn't understand it at the time, and I feel like sometimes you have to go through a couple different things to really understand something. Just to give you guys a little Friday wisdom. But yeah, they were signed under World Music, which World Music is Dean Blunt's music label. So I don't know actually what they released under, because I'm pretty sure both the Twits and Tracy Denham was released under Matador, which they're under right now. But I think their earlier stuff, like very, very early, like Quarrel and Bedhead, were actually released under World Music, which makes a lot of sense. It sounds hella like something that, I don't know, is produced off of World Music for real. But yeah, today I'm going to be talking all about Bartalia. Yeah, but for now, I'm going to play some more stuff. Up next is, I think this is my favorite Bartalia song for real. I have two favorites. I'm not going to play one of them because I'm saving it. I'm saving it. Low key, like, there's some songs that I don't play on here because I'm like, I'm saving it for like another episode type shit. But yeah, these are like all the songs that I also have not played on my radio yet, because I tried very hard to like not have anything overlap. So nothing I've played before is going to be played, which I kind of feel sad about. But I also am like, nah, let me not like waste, you know, precious airtime. But anyway, yeah, this is my favorite Bartalia song. My other favorite is Best Show, which is the one I'm saving, or Best in the Show. And it's off of Tracy Denham, and I love it so much. It was my top song of 2025. It's just so good. Like, it's literally exactly how I feel all the time. And one thing about Bartalia and Double Virgo, actually, is that they're very relatable, and it's weird, because I'm like, we're low-key, like, not even in the same age range, but, like, you know what I mean? Also, I wonder if my food's ready from VW's. Ooh! And speaking of which, literally, as I said that, it just contacted me. Let's go. Okay. Anyways, but yeah, Come Down With Me, Bartalia, off of The Twits on UMFM 101.5. You're so welcome in advance. The song is such a banger. It makes me it's like such a badass song for me. So yeah, here it is on UMFM 101.5.
Yeah. stars. Good time friends, God, I need them. When will it end? I'm swaying here again with my good time friends. God, I need them. When will it end? I'm swaying.
Shoulder, season changing. Whoa.
boom. That was just Clark off of Tracy Denham. Sorry, I'm chewing. Just give me like 2 seconds or like three or five. This is like ASMR. Okay, there you go. I'm done the ASMR. Okay, anyways. That was just Clark off of Tracy Denham. Ugh, I love that song so bad, bro. Like, literally, it's such a freaking banger. Like, Bardzalia, genuinely, I think, has, like, influenced me in wanting to learn, like, every single instrument. Or not every single instrument, but it's really influenced me to learn bass and drums, because at, like, I feel like what, like, their bass and drums are always so good. And I don't know, maybe I've just listened to this album like 50,000 times, so it's like I can literally hear like every single part every single time I listen. But again, just so freaking good. I love Clark. It's such a banger. I think it's like one of their best songs for real. And then we were also listening, I don't know how to say this, Sarcoustica. I think that's how you say it. I've been like, I'm like, you know what, to combat with my like inability to pronounce words, I am gonna like sound it out, because that's like, you know, like day one like tips type shit. Sarcoustica, and that song is such a banger. Like, nah, because we gotta hear it again. Like, it's literally, the instrumentals are perfect. I freaking love this song. And I'm actually so hashtag blessed, because I have seen Bardzalia, and I've seen Bardzalia at, the Hollywood Theater in Vancouver. Big shout out to that. It was a really cool venue. It reminded me a lot of, what is it called again? It reminded me a lot of, I'm catching it. Park Theater. It was like basically the exact same layout. It was just like very like burlesque themed. Like the walls were all red, and it was like draped curtains and like velvet and stuff. But it was a really cool venue. And that show was amazing. Like I said kind of earlier, no shade, but like not the biggest fan of their new album, just because I love their old stuff so much. And I feel like, I don't know. I was just wanting something like their old stuff. And I also do, like, I really like Cowbella. I like Fundraiser. I like Rooster. Yeah, there are songs that I like, but, like, Tracy Denham literally is, like, one of my favorite albums of all time, if not my favorite album of all time. Like, literally just gives me everything that I need in, like, it. Oh, it's just so good. It's so good. And, like, if you go on, like, my playlist, too, every single damn month, especially, like, last year, because, like, Bardzalia was my number one on Wrapped, and then, like, three out of like the five songs on my Wrapped were also Bardzalia, and they were also from Tracy Denham. But no, yeah, like it's literally perfect. Like I love Tracy Denham. Like every single month I literally find like a new song, or not a new song, but like I choose like a song off of that album to like obsess over. And literally, like, Tracy Denham is just that girl. Like, it's just that girl. It's so freaking good. And it's crazy underrated. Like, I feel like I don't really hear much talk about Bardzalia. Like, even when I search up, like, on TikTok, Bardzalia stuff, like, it's very, like, there's not much, to be honest, which is criminal. But I think that it's also because, like, Bardzalia is, like, very, like, they were not even, like, their last, just recently when they dropped their new album is when they started doing like PR and stuff. Like before, they literally never did an interview before, like never did anything, especially during like Twit's Tracy Denham time. So it's definitely been interesting to watch them grow from being like super mysterious and like very low like social media presence, no interviews, no nothing, to now kind of like doing like crazy tours. They played Oshiega, I think, and Lollapalooza, I believe, and just like doing a bunch of crazy things. Although they've been doing that, they've been playing festivals even before their new album and stuff, but it's just, yeah, they've been doing more like interviews and stuff, and it's really interesting to see their dynamic. Because They actually, so I'm pretty sure it was, I'm pretty sure, so actually crazy lore, basically they met, like, in, like, it, this is so weird, and I'm like, damn, like, this is crazy, but this is probably how, like, a lot of different bands have formed, is that, so basically Sam and Jesmy were roommates actually at the time, and they lived in a in a flat, like they like to call it, in London, right under Nina. And so I guess like they literally just ended up meeting because they lived like in the same apartment complex, and yeah, they started making music together. But like Sam and Jesmy had already made music together. They have a, like, a duo project called Double Virgo, and I think it's also because they are both double Virgos, for their signs, which I think is so freaking funny. Like, what are the odds that, like, I don't know. It's really funny, though, because I feel like men, like, I don't meet much men that are into astrology. Like, every single guy, like, that I know that I've asked, like, oh, what's your sign or, like, anything like that, they're always just like, what are you talking about? And then I'm like, okay, let me calculate it for you. But, yeah, so met all living in an apartment, Sam and Jesmy, roommates, made music together, and then Nina joined kind of, like, in 2019 after they met her because she was living, or they were living on top of her, essentially. But yeah, it's super cool. Like, I really, it's funny just because I used to be really into, like, Sonic Youth. Well, I still am, like, a pretty, like, fair, like, me trying to be nonchalant, I'm still a pretty, like, chill Sonic Youth fan. But, like, they give, like, such big Sonic Youth vibes in their music, like, extremely, especially with, like, the alternating, like, male-female vocals. Like, I love that so much, and Baratalia does that to a T, if you guys have already heard, like, all three of them sing, and sometimes, like, in the same song, and most of the time, actually, in the same song, but it works so, so good. And, yeah, I don't even know, like, I have been on the search for low-key, like, because I just love Baratalia, I love Tracy Denham, I love their older stuff, and I've been on the search for kind of stuff that are similar to kind of their old sound, because, yeah, but it's really hard, because I think that they have a lot of different influences, and they also all have, like, very, I don't know, but they pretty interesting nevertheless. But, yeah, I really, yeah, shout out to that. And then a lot of people say that Tracy Dunham actually reminds them of Saint Etienne, whom I also love a lot. And it's just wild because, again, like, so much of the, like, Sonic Youth, Pavement, Saint Etienne influences, like, I had listened to all of them before discovering Baratalia, and then finding them, I was like, oh my god, I've hit the jackpot. And especially because they're, like, newer, they're, like, new gen of that genre, and they do it so well that it's like, hell yeah. And I think that that's what we miss in this generation, if I do say so myself. But yeah, speaking of Double Virgo, I have three songs from Double Virgo. They were kind of, like, on the same timeline as Baratalia, although, like, most of their stuff actually dropped in, like, about 2021, and Baratalia kind of started more in 2023. Actually, I would say the same time that they started releasing stuff, but I'm pretty sure that they, like, Double Virgo, just because also, like, Sam and Jesmy were already making music together when they were roommates, and then they met Nina. So, like, a lot of Double Virgo stuff is also just, like, before that time. But yeah, they have so many good EPs. They have three albums out, Foolish Narratives from 2022, and then Hard Drive Heat Seeking from 2023, and then they dropped a new one along with Baratalia's new album called Shakedown, and I really like Shakedown, actually. I think I favorite it more, like, out of their releases than Baratelli's new album, respectfully, because I still really like their stuff, but nevertheless. So I have a song or two off of Hard Drive Heat Seeking. So I have Smudge, and then I also will be playing Incuition. I think I'm saying that right. For some reason, there's a Q, but anyways. And then I'm going to be playing a new song off of Shakedown called Sam's Fragrant Dungeon, which I don't know. These names are very interesting. But yeah, I really like Double Virgo, though. Like, it's such a cool, like, other project. Actually, I have four Double Virgo songs, but I'm going to talk about one of them later. But yeah, super, super cool project. Like, I really like Double, like, I don't know, it's just like, it's kind of a different vibe from Baratelli, but it's still just like, it's still just so good. So yeah, without further ado, let me shut up so you could hear it. Here is Smudge, Baratelli on UMFM 101.5.
I'm not afraid to die.
That was just intuition. Double Virgo, what a banger. As I said, it's like, it's kind of different. Like, I don't know. But she funky, she weird. And it's also actually Double Virgo, they made their own record label, I believe, called Binge Think. Which is a reference to actually one of their songs, actually, but yeah. And then, yeah, Sam's Fragrant, Dungeon, and then also played some Smudge. Damn, what more to say about Barataglia? I don't know, they just my goats, honestly. Like, I literally find myself coming back to Tracy Dunham, like, every single freaking time, like, every single day to this day, because yeah, I love them so much. Yeah, literally, like, I'd live and die for Barataglia, for real. Yeah, and big shout out to the rest of their band as well. Liam Toon on drums, he is really, really freaking good. Especially because I love the drums and the bass on in Barataglia's songs. Getting to see him live, like, in that energy, in that atmosphere, they are amazing live. Like, literally that energy, like, their sound, just everything sounded so crisp, like, so good. Like, I'm just so satisfied. Like, I could literally die. And honestly, this is like, this episode was basically like my dream set list for Barataglia. Although there are some songs, I wouldn't say this is my dream set list, because I played, like, a lot of the songs that I would also include in my dream set list that's not on this episode, but, yeah, I have big dreams, for real, and I really wish that, like, I went to, I really wish that I went to their Tracy Dunham tour, because they're actually pretty good with coming to, like, Vancouver at least, which I'm gonna be there every freaking time. Vancouver, they're really good at going to. I think they go to Montreal, Toronto, so, like, shit, they go to the big three. Some people don't even go to the big one, bro, and that's Toronto, so big ups to y'all. Yeah, big shout out. I low-key don't have much to say anymore, oops. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode all about my favorite band, Barataglia. I am, like, literally their super fan. I was actually the top 300 from 2025 of their freaking fans. So low-key, hey, look ma, I made it, because yeah, no, I was up there with the bigs. I have about 4 more songs left. I'm probably going to cut this one, actually. Now that I'm looking at her, I'm probably going to cut her out. But yeah, I have 3 more songs left. I hope you all have a fabulous Friday. It is pretty gloomy, which is making me kind of depressed, not gonna lie. I hate when a Friday is gloomy because then it feels like I can't play like feel good happy music. It feels like I have to like, you know, conform to like how the vibe is, and I don't want to do that. We don't want to do that. We don't want to do that. But yeah, I don't know. Sabir, I don't know if he's here. I hope he is. That'd be lit. Yeah, I hope everyone has a great Friday though. What's going on this weekend? There is the show, or there's the Real Love reunion tomorrow at Bruno Park, which that's going to be really exciting. And then I'm going to the cabin for the weekend. I'm pretty excited. It's beside Kenora, so that will be fabulous and fun. And then, yeah, I don't know. I had such a great time yesterday. Can we talk about that for like a quick second? Shout out to Alia. I don't know if she's still watching or listening, but Alia, if you're listening, I love you, and I had such a great time yesterday. It was such a ball. Like, I literally like live for going out with my friends. Like, actually, that's all I live for, is going out with my friends. That's like my life purpose, for real. And we went to karaoke at the Handsome Daughter, and it was a lot of fun. And then we went to Club 200 on a Thursday, mind you, on a Thursday. But it was still so much fun. And I feel like, honestly, like, was it dead? Were we the only ones on the dance floor dancing? Yes. And that's all that matters. I feel like whenever I have my friends with me, that's literally all that matters. Like, I don't gaff if anybody else is dancing, because we will be there dancing all day, every day. But yeah, I had such a fun time. And yeah, I'm just like so, I just feel so much engulfed in the power of friendship, and it's so awesome, and it's like, yeah, I have friends now. But anyways, yeah, so I had a great day yesterday, and I will probably have a great day tomorrow, today, every freaking day, and I hope everyone has the same. Oh shit, why did I kind of cook on that? But anyways, nevertheless, three more songs left. Up next is Centura, 44. Such a banger, off of one of their EPs, I believe. And then we also have a solo Nina song, with a collaboration of Orozaro. Shout out to the both of them. It's a really good song called Delays Have Dangerous Ends. And then I am ending with Tracy Denham's ending song, Maddington. It is so good. Oh, I love it. I love it. It's the perfect end to the album. It is beautiful, and I love it so much. So, yeah. Anyways, again, thank you to anyone who is listening, everyone who's listening. This is Digital Planets on UMFM 101.5. My name is Reem, and I was your host for the last hour, and now I am out. But without further ado, I still have three more songs. So here is Centura 44 on UMFM 101.5. Happy Friday again, everyone.
Attention, we throw it all away. Will led away. Church this, Winnipeg. We're Dry Heave from Calgary, and you're listening to UMFM 101.5 FM.